I want to tell you an incredible story, and I've mentioned this to Tom, my line producer, because I don't want him upset, and it's okay to talk about this. Years ago, he had a brother that died of cancer, and Tuesday night, he took the night off, and a line producer is the person who is part of the program while I'm on the air. We've got Lisa as the producer during the daytime, working on guests, and she edits after dark. But the line producer is the person who's with me while I'm on the air. And Tuesday night, he took off, so we had someone else in to fill in for him, Gina. And while Gina was taking the calls and putting them on hold for me and getting ready for our phone calls, she got a call on the international line, which is strange because that doesn't ring a lot. And the person said that he was Mike, Tom's brother. Now, she does not know anything about the past. So she went, oh, yeah, how are you? And he said, oh, I'm okay. I've been traveling a lot. And, just tell Tom hi for me and all is well. And so she got off the phone, and when she talked to Tom, she mentioned this, and his jaw opened up, Joshua, because the brother Mike, whom not a lot of people knew about, died of cancer. And, I mean, he was baffled. First thing he thinks is, all right, who's playing this sick game on me? And he got beyond that now. And I've got to tell you, during this break where we just broke for a little bit, I've got with my studio, there's a connection between where Tom sits and where I am. And he's in there and he answers the calls and things, but he also has his office down the hall. Well, there's no need for him to be in this little room right now. We're not taking phone calls, so he's in his office. And as I was, and there's a glass, pane of glass between us, as I was looking in there, I see this young person standing against the wall with his arms folded in one of his legs, against the wall, as you would stand up against a wall. And I went, that's strange. I guess Tom has a guest in there, which he always tells me about. And as I was leaving the studio, I peek back in on another window, which is in the hallway, and the person's gone. And I went up to Tom and I said, Tom, this is strange. And I described what the person looked like. And he's in shock, Joshua. He's beginning to think that his departed brother is coming back for some reason. Now, this is strange. What's your take on this?
I'm flabbergasted that this is happening, of all places, of course, on your program, because, it seems to me when an apparition would appear so prominently in a radio studio, well, the point is there is a message there to be communicated with the listener.
Yeah, I mean, first it starts with a phone call, if it's real. And I've got to tell you, I am not kidding you. I saw what I thought was an apparition standing against the wall, and I thought it was someone that Tom invited into that room. And as quickly as I walk past that portion where I saw him and then past another window, there's like two adjoining windows on a 90-degree type angle, he was gone. He wasn't in there, and there's no way somebody would come in and come out. I mean, it's impossible. Why is he hanging around the studio if this indeed is his departed brother? And what's the message he's trying to convey? He's obviously trying to contact Tom.
Well, I think that everything does literally happen for a reason. I mean, there can be no such thing as chance, because that would imply that there could be an effect without a cause. And that doesn't even make sense according to what we know about physics. And just think about the fact of all people to have this tragedy occur. You have Tom, who is right there accessible to millions of people listening to this program. It's right here at the weekend of the Ghost Fest, which is probably the biggest and most significant ghost conference ever produced on the world's most haunted ship. We've got this brand new technology that we're going to be using this weekend. This is the first time that I will have ever met you in person this weekend after years of conversations with you. All of this is converging together because I think there is good reason to believe that due to some cosmic shift that is beyond beyond our understanding, the time has finally come for this breakthrough for the world at large to realize that ghostly activity is real, that there is something tangible there that is external to the observer. I think that, you know, hopefully Tom would agree that even though his brother's death was a tragedy, in retrospect and in context, maybe there was a purpose for how this has happened and why he's coming back. And he may be serving as a personal messenger to those of you there in the studio to give you that extra conviction that you need to help actually make that transition for the world into this new phase of understanding that this is something we can't scoff at anymore. All these people who have been saying for years and years that ghosts are real are not crazy, they're not imagining things, they're not lying, they're not necessarily misinterpreting what they're seeing. There is a reality here that we have been denying, and I feel like that we are extremely fortunate at this point to be living at a time when this sort of conversion has happened. And let me tell you, this is just the icing on the cake, because over this past year, just the past few months, some of the research that my team and I, Lemur, have been doing has also been groundbreaking in the sense of proving and attempting to prove some new connections to give new legitimacy to all this. And, you know, we've been waiting for decades for, you know, the flying saucer to land. And
sure.
Maybe it's already happened, but the government, they're going to be the first people on the scene, and we may never know about it. You know, we've been waiting to catch that Bigfoot. I don't know if Bigfoot's out there. Personally, I think Bigfoot might be a semi-physical creature, but it hasn't happened, and I kind of doubt we're ever going to see a Bigfoot, frankly. But ghosts, they are out there, and I do believe that the time has come, and in our lifetime, we're going to make a significant breakthrough that is going to finally show that to everyone, and you are an integral piece of that puzzle. So this makes me feel even more confident that you have had this personal experience, you and Tom, that adds this extra layer to everything else that's been accumulating.
He just walked into this small room area that he stays in where I saw this apparition. And he stood there for a few minutes, and he looked around. And I got to tell you, it was kind of emotional to see him in there, because he's obviously, you know, trying to feel this, what two other people that he trusts have now experienced, who have no motives, who only want the best for him. And, you know, we have now experienced something that he hasn't yet. And it's kind of emotional, Joshua.
Well, it should be, because basically what this is doing, at least for you on a personal level, not that you needed any reassurance, I would imagine, at this point, but it's showing you personally, giving you even more evidence that we are greater than what we can see when we observe each other at a purely physical level.